Right. Well, what or who should we pick for this one?
Through
And it could be to test us. It could be to show us something in ourselves that we need to change. It could be for somebody else's good. We don't know exactly why God lets us go through some of the things that we go through. But we are to just trust God in those times and just trust Him. That even though we can't see it or don't understand, we just put our lives in His hands. That's the safest place that we can be. That's about all that I have. Just trust in the Lord no matter what happens. Whenever you feel like times are hard, or you feel like you don't have a friend, feel like things are just rough, you always have the Lord that you can turn to. Even when everybody else deserts you, there's always the Lord right there. And it says here that when he was going through that God knew his path. And that's just one thing to remember, that God knows exactly what's going on. And you're not alone. Just trusting God, even though it was bad sometimes. Okay. For next week, why don't you, young boys, just memorize a verse about trusting God. And then for the older ones, a time when you had to trust God, or somebody that you know that had to trust God. And what happened to that? So, anyway, what's in your lesson?
Well, we're supposed to think of a time when we did something wrong and we got corrected for it. And I thought about how a while back I let the chicken's water run out and then I got punished for it, and it helped me remember to do my chores.
I get corrected someone, mostly because I'm being pokey, and it just helps my life.
One time we were cleaning up the shop, and we were working at it, and we were going to go fishing that evening. And then we didn't stick at it, so then we couldn't go fishing.
So then what?
So then we couldn't go fishing.
One time someone said I did something and I didn't really do it, and I was making a big deal about it. And then I was told not to, and that now I know that it's not only the truth matters.
We had the same assignment. One time, when Hans and I and Celeste were doing the Sunday afternoon dishes, we were kind of playing a little game back and forth, and not really sticking out of work very well. I jumped back and hit Sylvester, and he spilled a bunch of plates and broke a few. And I got corrected, and helped me learn to stick with my work.
Here a while back, we were putting on a roof, and Daddy told me to clean up a pile of scrap metal and trash. And so I went and started doing it, kind of half-heartedly, not really wanting to do it. And Daddy wasn't very happy with that, so he took me out to the fence and gave me a spanking, and then I went back and got the pile cleaned up real quick, and I got corrected.
This week I was putting a tachometer on a tractor, and I didn't put it on real straight and make it very nice, and so Daddy told me that I need to take it off and straighten it up and put it on right, so I had to do it over again.
One time we really poked at doing firewood and took a long time, so Daddy thought we were just about done for how long we had taken. And so he gave us an hour to get all of it done, but here there was like two or three trees to do, and because we had poke, and we hurried real bad, but real fast, but we still had some left when we were done. That taught me that you have to hurry when you have time, because we had plenty of time.
One time we had a black rabbit and a guinea pig, and we had them in the same cage. And one day it was a really hot day, and I was supposed to take care of them, but they didn't have hardly any water at all. I didn't feel like watering them, so I didn't. And then we went away, and we came back later that evening, and they had both died. And then so now I try to take care of my animals a little bit better.
Daddy's been working on my communication skills. A few times this week I said something that could have sounded wrong to someone, and so he's corrected me, and it's helping my life.
A couple months ago, I was doing Sunday school, and I really didn't have much to say about the Sunday school assignment, and I kind of did it half-heartedly and didn't do much. And I was corrected on the way home and put more effort into it.
Just thinking, one thing that Brad and here have taught me through their actions is patience. Like especially whenever I have like a new idea, I just want to jump at it, but patience is, I need to just hold off and see if it's really God's will.
Sometimes whenever I do things that my parents don't really appreciate or something, just don't do things a certain way, and they try to give me advice or counsel or correction on it. I don't always want to hear it, but I'll just stop and think about what they're saying and quit thinking about what I think's right. I usually see the wisdom in it and their correction.
Yeah. We work a lot of cattle and we're sorting them. Sometimes I'm not really paying attention to what I'm doing. Cattle get mixed up and some then get corrected and how to do it better and stuff.
Sometimes I don't always want to do a job while it's starting to get late or something, and we've been working at it all day, so I'll just come back and finish up tomorrow. But I thought whenever we're working with Dad, it doesn't matter if we have to work 2 hours after dark. I don't think I've ever seen Dad quit on a job, and that's just taught. I was just thinking about that this week. It's just kind of been a good example, just to once you start something, just to stick in and finish it.